It's got Dan's anger as superfluous Google features, a deeper dive into Diana Branche's teens, ruminations on future podcast topics, and the waning ubiquity of German fecal shells.
That is my friend Anna, and that is Tessa. Anna is showing her a plastic gun that shoots foam balls.
You interested in Anna, Dan?
No. I just didn't recognize her. I figured that was Tessa, actually.
Spoken for.
But that doesn't mean Dan can't get with her.
Okay, I didn't say I was just saying.
I mean,
I was interested
maybe
in.
She wants to.
I was.
You know.
I was like, that's Tessa. That's probably someone Patrick knows. Who is that person that Patrick knows? That's why I was wondering.
No, that is actually
because I thought I would recognize
that strange woman kidnapped Tessa.
Okay,
sent us these pictures that clearly she had an accomplice because the accomplice is the one taking the photos, and we haven't seen Tessa since. So we got another chick that looks.
Is that Georgetown?
That's cool.
Yeah, that's Georgetown.
Okay. Is Anna really into that dude she's with? I mean, I don't care. I just want to.
I think she'd rather be with Dan.
For a variety of reasons, I'm quite convinced she is.
I can guarantee you one thing, and you have to admit this: she'd be better off with Dan.
Yeah. I can.
Like, Dan's a cool. Okay, maybe not better off with Dan. Dan is a cooler guy.
Her boyfriend is a pretty fucking cool dude.
Not as cool as Dan.
He's pretty cool.
Oh man,
he's probably throwing you under the bus.
I think
he's probably right though.
There's a good chance that's because you got low self esteem.
No, I don't have low self esteem because I'm not offended by it. Because I can recognize that Patrick's probably right. If I had low self esteem,
I think he's disrespecting
you. I'd be sad.
I'm very outraged by it. I don't think it's acceptable.
I am confident enough to know that there's a man out there that's much better than me for people.
I don't think that's possible.
No, but you're speaking.
I'm lying to you. No, Dan, you are the greatest man who ever lived.
Anybody who
says differently is fucking with you.
You don't need to scream into the microphone.
Sorry. But that was an important point
to make.
But
it's that you're speaking generically and not, you know, it's specific. There's specific people for specific people.
It's true.
There's a range of people for specific people.
That's very, very true.
Did I piss you off when I was yelling in the mic?
No. It's just when I'm editing stuff, it's always like, oh, man.
Oh, okay.
There's like one of those like goobly, goobly, goobly.
Have I been all right with the levels?
Yeah, you've been just fine.
Have I been, for the most part, all right?
Oh, yeah. No. You're normally fine. It's just when you get right out.
I was like, that's fucking with you, Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
You're using the mic stand and like you usually hold the microphone like right in your mouth.
Right.
So it's a little louder.
When Michael would yell into the mic, it was usually like he had something specific he wanted to do, right? Yeah. Like go like, something like that.
So there's
right?
overdrive for that whole. Yeah. Like, it's great to have Mike on the podcast because we like.
Sometimes he's all back here like this.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's no like normal conversation with it. And he has interesting things to contribute.
I burped at the same time that started. That was weird.
I'm very impressed. Yeah, so this girl, I guess she wasn't into me. She said that she had just broken up with a guy, and I think she wanted to hang out with me as a distraction or something.
Well, you know, that's fine.
Which is fine with me, but then, like, you know. It is what it is.
I feel bad because I interrupted the conversation we were having before.
What was the conversation?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Whatever we were talking about was not as important as
what. I don't think it was anything.
Yeah. What is that?
It says angry.
I'm so mad. Well, yeah, you too. Me too.
You motherfucker.
Woo-loo-loo.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, don't forget.
I have a question for about, you know, when a bill is passed in Congress?
I'm just a bill.
When there's a U.S. code.
Capitol Hill.
When they say something is Title V, is that just, that's the segment of the bill?
I believe so, yeah.
So, like, if somebody cites a bill and
Title V.
Yeah, like, so Title IX of the Act. Is what
right know. And then section of that title
I believe so
yeah. Okay radio. That's what I okay
radio
that makes sense then
radio
so I started to make it a boring radio podcast radio. All of a sudden
no I'm sorry I'm
new
not
topic
being on the microphone
new topic
new topic all right so
where you going Jesse he's leaving
why you leaving us baby
he's gonna go pee into his Coke can.
Why are you going to pee, baby?
He's gonna try to pee into his Coke can without cutting the tip of his penis.
Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving?
He's a hell of a guy.
Jesse.
He's getting an ashtray.
Oh, he's coming back.
He's taking the dragon by the mouth. He's holding that mouth.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Sure.
Wait,
is.
Was there?
No, he's holding the dragon ashtray.
What was there a regent in Lord of the Rings? Like a guy who was took over for like the king.
Yeah.
And then what was that guy's name?
Denethor.
Denethor. Was he?
Denethor.
Was he a regent?
Yeah, effectively. Yeah, I believe that was his. He was a steward, is what they referred to it as. But effectively, he was a regent.
Because to me, a regent means like, you know, there's somebody underage or a 9 year old king, and they're rightfully king, but they're not old enough.
Yeah,
to,
but
know.
the stem of the word, it comes from the same stem words as regal and regency, et cetera. So I think that there's some potentially some malleability in
because,
the definition.
Because I was a
king regent.
Yeah, because like we have a friend named Pat, and they call him the King of Hang, right? That's kind of his nickname.
The King of Hang.
And then there's guy named Rob.
Is he like really good at doing that thing where you get on a pull-ups bar and you just hang there for a while?
Yeah, he hangs there. And then like Rob calls himself the Regent of Hang. And I'm like, that's fucked up. That means that when you're incapacitated and you're...
Yeah,
Rob's
I mean, I think
to take
it
over your
means
shit.
That.
Yeah,
and then like the guy said, "Oh, it's like the guy you just said from Lord of the Rings. Is that a
Denethor.
Regent?" And I said, "I don't know if that's a regent."
He's effectively steward, and when
the
line of kings of Arnor and
died
Gondor,
out, all the kings
died out.
But,
yeah, they Arnor died out first, and then Gondor, as I recall. But when they finally died out. Or so they thought.
Right. Yeah, and then a guy comes back, and the guy's like, "Fuck you! Yeah. No, you're not."
He's not a guy. It's Aragorn.
Aragorn.
Arathorn. But you know.
Arathorn.
Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, the stewards took over, and then it became a patriarchal, you know, patrilineal
of the stewards.
Yeah, of the stewards. But the clever thing is they still had this big massive throne for the king, but the stewards sat in the chair like right next to it, like all low down. Even though they were
they
doing
gave
it
them
for
legitimacy
like 1,000 years. Yeah, they were the rulers, but.
Oh, so it was for thousands of years that this went on.
Yeah, it was like for a long
time. So this
maybe not thousands of years, but a
so if a
long
guy
time.
Comes around, well, yeah, I mean, because like, let's say the King of England doesn't do anything anymore, or Queen of England, but let's say somebody had a better claim.
Well, she does quite a lot, I'll tell you, with a minge.
Somebody could have a better claim, but at this point, it's like, let's say you're legitimately.
Is that like that blueberry minge?
Yeah.
Binge.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesse's got his hoodie on in a bizarre configuration.
Yeah.
He was doing some fucked up shit with those wires.
Jesse's doing
it's
some
making
crazy
me a little
shit.
Nervous.
Here's my point. Damn.
I don't have that sound effect set up yet.
Yeah. My point is, let's say there was a guy who was legitimately, if you found a way to say like that's how I see it. Queen Elizabeth wasn't legitimately
this
the
is
queen.
The segment.
And there was some guy in Australia who was really the legitimate
guy.
Because he,
I wish I could do like a
he
good
descended
Australian.
More legitimately from Edward III
the king,
in the 1300s, right? It wouldn't matter because they hadn't been his family hadn't been king that whole time. So what I'm saying is this guy who was regent, his family were the legitimate kings. It didn't matter if there was a biological descendant. You know what I mean? From another, I mean...
In the end, it mattered quite a bit.
Well, a lot of people died, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I don't... Yeah.
I've never...
directly related.
So couldn't he say he was like the Duke of Hang then or something?
Yeah, I think Jamie's the Duke.
Oh, he's the Duke.
Yeah.
Oh,
so they already have it.
They already have a Duke.
Do they never only mind. Have three or are there others?
There's only three. Well,
are you going to be one? Are you going to put it? Are you the
I
jester of
I think I was given
Hang?
One.
The
I was,
jester.
You know, there was something like that. I was given a name, but I forgot what it was.
The Lord Chancellor of Hang.
I was just trying to get what the definition of a regent was. And the reason I brought it up, I didn't want it to seem like I was bringing it up out of the field. So I was, you know, like.
You know, it's funny because you're fixing it on the regent thing. I'm fixing it on the Hang thing.
Oh, the like, Hang.
Do they mean hanging out?
Yeah,
or?
Because, well, Pat's a guy that, like, literally will. He will just sit, like, he's the kind of guy who can just converse with you. And you will, like,
you
be hanging out with him at 10 p.m., and next thing you know, it's 5 a.m. And all you've done is sat there.
You've just described a dark sorcerer who is
he kind of is.
Holding you in his thrall.
No, but in a good way.
Throughout the night, ruining your life.
It's suspicious, yeah.
It's fun. It's like, you know, you're enjoying yourself.
It is easy to talk to this guy for
a long
time.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's somebody who can vouch for me.
Yeah, I can vouch for Dan.
Oh,
this,
this guy's great. You know, he shows up at your house at 10 o'clock. Next thing you know, it's 5 in the morning.
He's very unimposing.
You don't know what happened.
No, he's a really easy guy to talk to. Yeah.
You just chat about anything, like music or history or science or, you know,
that's
anything.
How I see it.
Exactly.
And he's fucking with me, man.
He's fucking with you. He's sucking that dick.
He's sucking that dick.
He's sucking that dick.
Elevators, microwaves, penis, and dicks.
That's my favorite.
Wait, was that...
That was me.
Did you say that on, like... Was Patrick like, okay, you're going to say that in 3, 2, 1? Or was that just casually you were saying
he
that?
He was improvising.
That was
he
just was him improvising.
Just improvising.
He was leaving a message on... I think that was when you were leaving a message on Jimmy's voicemail.
Yeah.
Oh...
Oh, because, well, I did, we elevators, microwaves, penises, and dicks were all brought up previously in that message.
In the previous message. So what it was is there was an original message that we did not know. It was an accident. It was, we got this transcript. It was hilarious. See podcast episode. And you're like, and you can hear about that. But this was a follow-up, a second message that was not included in any of the podcasts because it was in the chunk of recording before we got into all these spectacularly planned out topics and conversations
for
that
real
we
though.
Normally have. But you wanted to, since you had discovered this transcription game and got really excited about it, you were trying to be real aggressive with it. So you were just simply stating
oh, I see. So
elevators,
I wanted...
microwaves, penis, and dicks.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Lions, tigers,
you
bears.
Also said
fuck you.
Tigers and bears, fuck you.
I will kill you, exclamation point. See, this was all part of the recording too. Yeah. It makes it sound like I was being
point.
Really I actually kind of freaked Natalie out with some of the stuff that I was saying on the
oh yeah, no, you
on the recording because I was saying
you're
it in a very
aggressive
because I was saying it in a very aggressive way, but in my mind I was
You were being hilarious.
I was being funny,
why
but no,
that,
oh, okay. But I felt bad because
Natalie was here and he was screaming violently.
Yeah, I was yelling really horrible shit.
Why were you saying exclamation point?
Because
when
you
was trying to be like, you know,
well, when you
no,
he was exclaiming.
No, because when you do voice activation, if you say exclamation point, it'll make an exclamation point.
Yeah, it does that for transcribing to. When you're if you're doing it on a voicemail, it's not going to do that.
Yes, it does.
Why would it do that on voicemail?
Because Google translates the voicemail, transcribes it, and then sends you a text with your whole with the voicemail as best as it can transcribe
it. Okay.
If you say exclamation point, then when it transcribes that sentence, it will put an exclamation point.
And I understand that function for texting because that's how you say.
When you're doing the voice activation.
That's how you do punctuation when you know you're texting someone. It's like, hey, Google, yes? And it's like, text Patrick, I think you're super awesome and I want to fuck you, exclamation point. It'll add the exclamation point, and I get that. That makes sense. But if you're leaving a voicemail, why would somebody say exclamation point on the voicemail? Because you understand the initial function is voice.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're
I see what he's saying.
You've missed the key point here, which was... This nobody would do that.
Okay.
Well, I was just trying to see if it would work. The only reason I was doing it was
because he had learned that this existed.
So did it do it?
It did.
It shouldn't though.
What if it doesn't hear you right and you get like expiration?
It's the same algorithm though.
That can happen too.
Oh, so they just got lazy and didn't change the algorithm. Like the
why would they change the algorithm? Why would they change the algorithm to make it less functional?
No, it's less.
Who says exclamation point?
Yeah, it's exactly when you're leaving a
you
voicemail.
Do.
Look.
It doesn't change the voicemail.
Everybody,
you do.
Dan has something to say. Listen up.
If you're leaving a voicemail, the primary function of the voicemail is to listen to it.
Excuse me. You're blocking the primary function.
The primary function of the voicemail is to listen to it. The secondary function that's a new feature is transcription. And that's not, but that's not the,
so you're saying they're lazy, not unfunctional.
Wait. I think you're right, but let me finish. Let me just finish this thought so I don't lose my shit. So this is the secondary function. It's done out of convenience if you don't feel like listening to it.
Yes.
Listening to it. But the primary function is still that you listen to it. Who says, hi, Daniel, exclamation point, when they're saying, hi, Daniel? You know what I mean? So it makes sense when you're chatting with somebody on a Hangouts text That makes sense because the primary function of that is to read it through words.
Why? But it's the same algorithm. It's
and that's why I said they should modify the algorithm slightly for the situation of voice transcription.
What if you're an English teacher? No, I mean, but, like, if you're calling up, this paper needs more exclamation points, Bob.
But the problem is you're thinking of it the wrong way. People should be leaving voice messages now with the transcription in mind because I don't want to listen to a voicemail. It's the worst thing in the world if you get a voicemail.
So your argument,
that's his argument.
So your argument is that we need
he's invented a new thing, I want to get a voicemail that has all the proper punctuation, you know, hyphen, exclamation point, exclamation point,
question
exclamation
mark.
Point, smiley face emoji.
So you want to change our paradigm of conversation.
Yeah.
And that'll bleed into our normal everyday conversation. We'll be like, hello, Patrick. How are you doing? Question mark. It'll get rid of all inflection and we'll just essentially be robots.
How are you?
That is not what I intended. I would be perfectly fine with that.
You want us to be robots.
I would be
perfectly
fine
with that. That's a stretch, man.
No, I think Dan's on to something.
I think you invented that idea.
No, this is coming directly from what you were saying.
No.
It's the natural next progression. You were saying nobody wants to listen to a voicemail, so therefore we need to change the way we talk.
No, but I think we can still, nothing in this premise requires us not to continue talking in the normal fashion when we see each other or like on the phone or something.
But on a voicemail.
Voicemails are a pain. Like, here's the deal. A voicemail should be reserved for, like, first of all, you shouldn't be calling people, right? Don't call people unless there's an emergency.
Right.
If there's an emergency, you call somebody. Ipso facto, if there's a voicemail, then it must be like a serious, like if you call somebody and it's an emergency, but it's the kind of emergency like, oh man, you know, some shit went down with my boyfriend. I just want to chat. But like, you know, you don't necessarily want to leave that message, then you don't need to leave it. But like, if it's like, you know, people are dying, your skin is sloughing off, like, you know, skin is just
leave a voicemail.
Sloughing off. You can see muscle. You got addicted to crocodile.
Scrotums
and
in
like,
the news
like
situation.
You just see holes. You can see your bones.
If your testicles are in your actual hand.
and given that situation, I'm going to leave a voicemail
then
that
you
says,
leave a voicemail.
My skin is sloughing off.
My
exclamation
balls fell
point,
off.
Exclamation point, exclamation point. My
exactly.
Balls
yeah. Exactly. Because when I get, because since I'm not going to listen to the voicemail, when it gets transcribed, I will see it with the exclamation point.
Well, it's going to take a little effort for us to reflexively do that at first. Maybe over time it will become natural reflection. Reflection?
Well, no, because
we use
it all the
say.
Time for texting, though. We do it all the time.
I mean, I don't.
But I'm saying if you're in a fucking shitty situation where your skin is sloughing off, you really have to think to not freak out.
Yeah, if you probably want to hang up and call 911.
First step, call 911. Second step, leave Dan a voice message.
Your skin is sloughing off.
I suppose, no, it could be a situation like, let's say you have a broken cell phone and you're locked in the closet. And your nuts fell off.
Yeah.
And the only number on the phone that works, 911 won't work. The only number that'll work is Patrick's number.
Right.
So you're calling and you're like, God damn, my nuts are sloughing off.
Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
And you're like, you want him to see it. So, yeah, but okay. My question is this. How do you make with this voicemail or this voice activation
I thee wed.
How do you have it spell out just exclamation point?
Yeah, that's the question.
Do you do EXCLMATION?
No, you just tell it. You say, by the way, don't convert this.
You say that?
Don't say that.
You're
fucking.
Like,
no,
you're
look,
like, by the way, guys.
In the setting.
Sorry, look, sorry. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
This is a simple. There are quandaries when it comes to
everybody take it
user
easy.
Experience, right? When you're doing UX design, there are constant quandaries. You constantly have to make a choice.
It's not
Dan
cool.
knows a lot about this. Mm-hmm. You have to make a choice because there are, you could do it this way or you could do it that way.
You can't do it both ways.
There are pluses and minuses. Often you can't do it both ways for various reasons.
You can't be bisexual.
No, you can be bisexual.
Oh,
like
can.
I think
that's
like
fine.
For file names can't have slashes because slashes is the escape is the escape button for characters.
Well, it's escape button and it's also bisexual. Denotes folder structure.
Oh yeah, that too.
With
right.
Coding,
yeah.
I mean,
same with like quotes and stuff. But here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. In UX you have to make these decisions. It comes up all the time.
Right.
So I have no doubt that what were we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about saying exclamation point in a voicemail.
I think you just spell it out.
I have no doubt that the Google the Google engineers, they encountered this issue.
Yeah.
They had this conversation. They were sitting around. They're like, what the fuck do we do?
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, we want the transcription to show the exclamation points, and you can do so. We can't program it yet. Our AI is not yet good enough to determine from the inflection of the person's voice whether or not they are exclaiming versus merely stating, and therefore that we should append an exclamation point to the end of the sentence. So thus, we have the shortcut used in texting, works in transcription, of stating exclamation point and that being converted into an exclamation point punctuation mark.
Right.
Right? But somebody probably, a guy named Brett or Bart.
Bart.
Brian. Somebody Brett. came up with the question. They said, what about... probably Chad. Not a Chad. I don't think they hire a lot of those.
Yeah, Chad, just kill him.
So they asked, what about if you need to stay, if you need the word exclamation point spelled out? And I'm sure they then got together a team of people to brainstorm the number of scenarios in which you might need to have an exclamation punctuation mark appended to the end of a sentence versus the number of scenarios where you might have to have the phrase exclamation point
spelled out. You'd have to be like an English teacher
you could be a marketing person or anything. Oh, yeah, everything looks good, but could you just make sure they add an exclamation point?
Right. What I'm saying is in that situation, if you just start spelling out...
rid of three of the exclamation points.
What you're saying... No,
but there's a way around it is what I'm saying. Like, if you say, like, Z-R-F-L-N, it's going to type those words out. So all you have to say is...
That's not a word.
Exactly, but it's just going to put those letters in it next to each other. So same thing with exclamation point. You say E-X-C-L-M-A-T-I-O-N space P-O-I-N-T. Nobody's impressed
the type
with
of the,
you.
No, I understand.
No, it's a rabbit hole.
I'm thinking maybe this would be... it would make you send a fucking email.
No, I want to hear what Dan was going to say.
Patrick has broken himself.
He's why would you be doing this?
Joe, don't fucking call people.
Exclamation point.
Which was his initial.
Well, what were you going to say, Dan?
Initial point.
What were you
Patrick's thesis was don't fucking call people.
Yeah.
Unless it's part of a podcast.
Yeah.
It does kind of get to that point, though.
But yeah, Patrick is basically saying, though, that like, the transcription service for voice shouldn't be a secondary function. You're saying it should be converted that's the primary function.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Then eventually people are just going to start saying exclamation point like in day-to-day conversation casually because they
think
it's...
So.
Wait. No, because they think it's cute. It's like, so sometimes people go, BRB.
Some future
BRB.
Leads speak.
Oh, well, that may not be because of the text thing, though. That's probably not because
people are going to just start saying exclamation point.
Yeah, they will.
Exclamation point.
They already say BRB and it's the same amount of syllables as be right back. So there's no reason they wouldn't be. And then they would start off as them being funny and ironic, being like exclamation point. But then eventually it would just be part of our vernacular.
Exclamation point.
I wish that people would go back. Like, I wish that we would evolve back into a more like, you know, the periods of time where there's the. You say things in a long way, and you use lots of words and all that.
It's like the French do that, don't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, my understanding is that most languages, on average, the tendency is towards more efficiency, which is why it's not unsurprising that people start using initialisms and anagrams and things like that to shorten
stuff. I mean, there's been so many words that have just kind of been shortened that we use that we don't even...
Like leet.
Right.
For elite.
Gleet.
1337.
Like a gleet. Isn't that like a urethra infection? A gleet?
What?
An infection of the urethra?
The gleek.
No, not a gleek. A gleet.
No, a gleet is the sound that a very sick sheep makes.
I thought a gleet was like, you know, like gleet. When your urethra was inflamed, was a gleet.
If your reefer is
stop
inflamed?
Stop saying that.
What is this reefer inflamed?
No, he said
urethra.
He has an inflamed urethra.
Oh, urethra.
Yeah, if your urethra.
All right, everybody stop saying it.
Jesse's getting bummed about that. Toboggan.
For real, though.
Toboggan.
Toboggan.
No
toboggan.
Eggs, no urethra.
No. I was going to fucking say something. We're talking about urethras. We're talking about inflamed penises.
Yeah, inflamed.
We were talking about BRB. Why were we talking about
exclamation
gleet?
Point.
Oh, no, I remember now. No, because the French Canadians, because I know the French Canadians, like they're the French over in Canada.
Bang.
is like there's a lot of contractions used because it's more efficient version of French. But the French still want to maintain their... The French are all about, like, maintaining their, like,
yeah,
culture like, and history and shit.
You
like
can't
that.
Use a computer. You have to call it l'ordinateur.
Is that true?
Yes. They okay. Invent, they, and they had a whole committee. They have a committee that
yeah,
invents
yeah, they
words.
Yeah, they have, a, like, a language committee that'll fuck your shit up if you do...
My good. Understanding is you can get fined, or at least it's a regulation to not use, like, the term T-shirt and stuff in... advertisements, things like that.
See, yeah, they have a whole thing around preserving that shit. So the French are an exception because they don't want to be more efficient. They want to talk around the point. They don't really want you to know what the fuck they're talking about.
And what's really interesting,
they use like more that. Words to do that. They use more words to be less to be make less of a point.
Do you know what the word for computer is in Japanese?
What?
Computer.
Really?
Nice. Do you know what the word for computer is in German?
What?
Computer.
Nice.
Is that because...
Do you know what the word for computer is?
It has a K.
It probably does have a K.
Computer. Yeah, computer.
But the, hi,
but,
yeah.
But then they
yeah.
look... They see
the computer.
They see the French Canadians and they with all their contractions and their shit and they think like, ah, oh, they're like... bunch of peasant people or something like that, you know. And then,
so
and then the French Canadians are like, those French people are prissy pants, fancy pants motherfuckers. No, that's not true. They all like each other. But
he's
like, I'm being racist now or something. I don't mean to be.
Because I was imagining a stylish Frenchman in some very excellent pants.
Oh yes, fancy pants. Frenchy
like some
pants.
Like really like oh, you look at the pants and you say, you know what? Yeah, those look like pretty good pants.
Yeah.
These are so fucking good.
What, the cheese team?
Cheese team.
Cheese team.
I think Bruce Springsteen.
Is that like Joel Osteen?
Yeah, I was going to say Bruce Springsteen should be like a spokesperson.
Why don't they call it round
I
team?
I think they should have some of what is it? My cheese team.
Was there a
oval team.
Wasn't there a Seinfeld thing? Yeah, like round team. They
the
should
cup's
call it,
round.
They should call it round
it's
team.
Round team. That's gold, Jerry.
No, those cheese teams. See, yeah, they grow on you though, right? At first you're like, whatever, these cheese teams, they're fine. But after a while you're like, fuck yeah, man.
Well, at first
that
I was like...
That was the protege episode.
At first I was like, yeah, when Banya, yeah. No, the thing with these is like you eat them and you're like, they're not as good as Cheetos.
Right.
Then you think, but they're pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And then you think, they're not bad.
They're pretty good.
You have some more and then you're like, they're pretty good. And then all of a sudden it hits you like, these are fucking awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. I know exactly what you're going through.
And
right
I'm afraid
now.
Of eating cheese.
Are these some kind of magical quesitos?
Well, you would never know because you won't try them.
You damn right.
Because I wouldn't eat the filthy motherfucker.
Never.
Are these cheaper than Cheetos?
I can't remember what the price is. But I mean,
I bet they are.
They probably are. Well, you definitely get more to a bag than
well,
a
that's for sure.
They fill those shits right up to the very fucking top. They don't need like that extra air cushion space or whatever the kind of bullshit they sell on that.
I'm afraid that. I think I'll like these more than Cheetos if I keep eating them.
You're going to develop a taste for it. Well, just go to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you don't need to be afraid of that.
I'm definitely. Yeah, I don't even eat Cheetos very often.
Well, if you
that
ever.
Scares me for some reason.
If you ever get a hanker in Patrick Henry and Arlington Boulevard, that next to that crazy McDonald's. Yeah.
I drive past that all the time on a way to my Monday thing.
Yeah, you dig it the most.
You dig it the most.
Oh, that's a weird McDonald's. Like,
yeah, it's a fucked up McDonald's. It's huge. It's got like got like a west wing and an
parts.
East wing. And,
yeah.
So buttons.
So what do you think the situation is now that the
buttons.
Election has happened?
Oh man.
I don't know.
Patrick knows.
I don't know.
Trump, he be losing his mind.
I'm trying to think of like a new topic. So I'm just saying, like, I hung out with so-and-so Wednesday. What do you think of the election? I don't know. I'm trying to come up with, like, we could talk about...
difference between seals and sea lions.
Seals and sea lions.
Seals are trash mammals.
Really?
Trash mammals?
What does that mean? They're a shitty mammal, or they just like trash?
They're trash.
One of them has ears, and the other one doesn't have ears.
Quit hanging out with that trash.
Yeah.
That's like your mom would say to you, like, you know?
Yeah.
not necessarily for discussion now, but I was thinking we should have a podcast, and the theme would be redemption. And the first segment would be we would talk about whether or not people can be redeemed for bad decisions or bad philosophies.
No.
The second segment would be about the episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, Redemption, which is all about like Worf. And then the third segment would be all about us describing our best experiences using coupons, redeeming coupons.
Can we have one from? Can we have an episode? Yeah, there's really not much I can add to that. Well, what about the best redemption in film? In my opinion, is in Pulp Fiction when Jules is redeemed. You know what I mean? Like when he has that religious experience.
Oh, yeah. At the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Well, at the beginning and at the end.
Right, right. Well, I guess the whole movie is sort of the process of before and after, right?
Right.
Because it's sort of he's just getting it at the beginning, and at the end he kind of explains it, and then all that other stuff in between.
Well, I think
so. It's like the beginning and the end, because he's having epiphany the whole movie, essentially.
Right.
It's the seed has been planted at the beginning, and at the end he's describing it.
Well, at the beginning they just show
Correctamundo.
Don't they just show him shooting Brett? Or I mean, they don't show the miracle happening at the very beginning of the movie. They do. Do they?
Yeah.
No. They just show them shooting.
Right.
Then it switches over and you don't know what happens after the shot.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I got it fucked up. Never mind.
But the thing that gives that movie so much
gravitas
is that redemption part.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
No. They shoot Jerry Seinfeld.
See,
that's a weird Jerry Seinfeld. No, you're right. I totally forgot. I totally fucked that up. You're right.
But check out the big brain on Brad.
What a great fucking movie.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's kind of like Sam Jackson. He should win for something. He's just such a great actor. But he, you know, like the fact that he didn't win for that is kind of a crime. But then again, Ed Wood, Martin Landau and Ed Wood was so great.
Martin Landau was very good.
He was so good that year.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah,
it's worth watching just for Martin Landau. I mean, it's a good movie. But I mean, it's almost a crime that role. He didn't win for that role because it's just like one of the best performances ever, you know, Sam Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
I mean, I agree. On the other hand, you know, it's the fucking Oscar in the end.
Hey,
like,
who cares?
He's remembered. You know,
that's a good
point. A lot of people, he's remembered more than Martin Landau.
Oh, he definitely is.
The first movie I remember him in was Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
When he was like, hold on to your butts.
Yeah. And he had this arm.
I hate this hacker crap.
Yeah, I hate this hacker crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him in Amos and Andrew with James Verdeer.
Oh, no, James Verdeer wasn't in that. It was
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
It wasn't James Verdeer.
James and I went to see Amos and Andrew
was
at
it good?
Skyline Mall. No. But but then, like,
so got a good cast then, apparently.
You know, the best role, if I ever met Sam Jackson in real life, I would ask him about his role in Eddie Murphy Raw at the beginning, you know, when like the skit is going on and then Eddie Murphy's like, I love that doo-doo line. You know what I'm talking about?
It's been so long since I've seen Raw. I don't remember that part.
It's Raw. It's at the beginning where like the young Eddie Murphy is like doing like really inappropriate jokes. Mm. He's like, and then he started peeing on the monkey.
Well, I mean, I remember. No, I remember.
and
then a big brown shark came. I remember.
No, that's from Delirious.
That's Delirious. But I have seen both, but I don't remember the skit, is what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying, it was the very first thing Samuel L. Jackson ever did. I'm sure he did acting, theater and stuff, you know, and I'm sure he had some small bit roles. But this was like his major movie debut. And it was just the beginning skit to the stand-up. Yeah. And he plays like.
Just the beginning.
Just the tip.
So I'd like him to think I'm cool. I want Samuel L. Jackson to think I'm cool.
He probably already does.
He probably has all kinds of white dudes who liked Pulp Fiction coming up to him, quoting that shit every day. It probably gets old. But,
yeah, it probably does.
But that's why I'm saying I would want to bring up Eddie Murphy Raw. So I'd be like, you were great in Raw.
What about
Raw? You know what I mean? That's going to be my way for him to think I'm cool, you know?
Mm.
See, that's my angle.
That's a good angle.
Yeah. Oh, you were finished.
Exactly.
He would think you were really cool for that.
Yeah, I would hope so. I just want Samuel L. Jackson. I don't care about anybody else thinking I'm cool. And, you know, he could probably, he could lie to me. He'd say, like, you're cool. If he said that, I would be able to.
He'd be like, you're cool.
Yeah, if he said that, he probably says that to everybody. But it would make me feel happy.
After I saw Jurassic Park, I read the book, and then I got all into Michael Crichton, so I read Sphere. Sphere was really awesome. But then, like, I was, like, reading it, and there was a character in Sphere. I was like, you know who'd be really good in that? And who I kept picturing as I was reading the book. I forget what the name of the character was, but it was Sam Jackson is who I kept picturing as like.
And
then lo and behold, the movie comes out.
Were you impressed?
Lo and behold, guess who was in the fucking other fucking yeah, man.
Were you thinking Dustin Hoffman would be really good in the other part?
No, I didn't think about. I don't usually think about Dustin Hoffman too much.
You know, like I remember Don Geronimo. He was reading
Michael Source.
I went on a date with a girl to see that movie, and I fell asleep. Worst date ever. Yeah, I still regret
what movie?
That. Sphere. I still, it was my fault. I fucked that date up, and to this day, I regret it and feel bad.
You fell asleep.
What did she look like? Was she good looking?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Who is it?
It's a girl I went to high school with.
Yeah. Ah, now
so
cool.
We would know her.
Yeah,
we would. Probably do know her.
Mom's the.
I thought she was very good looking. Yes.
But
you know what? And this is embarrassing to admit, but she was like wanting to go on a date, right? And she was like, "Hey, let's go see The Wedding Singer," and I was like. I was like, actually,
no, we gotta see this.
I want to see Sphere.
Like, actually, I heard Sphere was really good.
And you fell asleep.
It's by Michael Crichton.
I fell asleep, and I never went on a date with her again. I fucked it all off.
You'd be married with kids.
I thought about that.
If you had just gone to see The fucking Wedding Singer
instead of being like, no, I don't think we should see Sphere on our date instead.
We should see Schindler. Have you seen Schindler's List yet?
Yeah,
I've only
right.
seen it twice.
Yeah, right. And it's not even just that I suggest that we saw Sphere. Of course, that's bad enough. But the fact that she suggested Wedding Singer.
Right.
She suggested a better date movie. It was her suggestion, and I was like, no, actually, this will be much more enjoyable.
You're like, here's how it's going to be, woman.
Maybe she liked that. Maybe it turned her on.
No, I was embarrassed. I didn't even walk her to her door, and it was bad.
Oh, she didn't want you to walk her to her door.
No, I bet she would have accepted it. She would have been fine about it.
Accepted it.
But you knew it was, you'd blown it.
I fucked that.
You knew you'd fuck
it up.
Yeah.
Did we grow up in like the 50s? Or like walking girls to doors?
Walking to the door.
I figured that's just something you do. You walk
to the
door.
I don't remember. Did I do that? I don't remember if I did that.
I did that after.
I think I was just like, yeah.
I did that after.
See you later.
After homecoming or prom or one of those things, I walked the girl to her door.
Yeah.
Be a gentleman.
I don't know. I probably did.
I mean, you have more chance of getting a smooch if you walk into the
door. Walk into the door and be like, open the back window. I'll sneak in. Yeah.
Hold my dick.
Yeah. Much better chance. Well, maybe in the car is a better chance of that. But
yeah.
I saw your movie. You got to hold my dick.
Yeah. Well, now my friend Sam Helms brought a girl to on a date to see Deliverance.
Oh, no.
And like, and she said, like, because he met her and she was into Marilyn Manson and stuff. So
Jesus.
They were playing it in theaters. He went to school at Virginia Tech. So he was like, yeah, she seemed weird and she seemed cool and gothy. So I was like, you want to see a fucked up movie? Let's go see Deliverance.
Oh, man.
And she apparently, like, through the entire movie, she looked just, like, completely horrified. And then at the end, she's like, I feel, like, ill. Can you please take me home?
Oh, no.
And then, like, she never spoke to him
again.
Oh,
horrifying.
Man.
Yeah.
I feel ill.
So it's like, that could be worse, you know?
Yeah.
But then
I guess.
He was like, but I thought she was, like, into sick stuff, but I guess she just liked the aesthetic of what's sick. She didn't really like sick stuff.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Like she thought.
Yeah.
No, that's, you know, if this, I think this comes up a lot in various venues when you meet somebody and I guess it's a miscommunication or maybe different perceptions of things. Like you meet somebody who says that they're like super into camping.
Right.
And then you say, okay, cool. You want to go camping? And they're like, yeah. And then you go camping and they're like, just, miserable. They're just hating and they're screaming about bugs and like
they're not feeling it.
Yeah, they're just it's cold and wet and all.
We should have stayed in and watched Netflix and had sex.
Yeah,
but then you fucked it up by going camping.
I'm not even talking about like a date. I'm not even talking about a date camping. I just mean like
just friends. Okay,
anybody or whatever. I mean like you said, like you're into the. If somebody says like, I'm into like really sick. Hilarious intellectual humor, and then you say, "Oh, you should watch Rick and Morty," and they watch it, and they're all like, "They don't like it," or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Or
if you say, "If I have a dark sense of humor," and then you send them a picture of somebody cutting their dick off, and you're like, "What's your problem?" You said you had a dark sense of humor.
Yeah,
saying that's gross.
I think that's a perfect example because that's. I've dealt with
you
that.
Go nuclear. You know, it's like, hey man, you want to see demented? I'll show you demented.
Yeah.
It's a good way to like sort of judge whether, especially when you're older, and you know, it's difficult. It's one of the issues making new friends as you get older is if you have like a lot of other friends and other stuff. So, like, you have to, like, go through the friendship development process earlier because it's a waste of everyone's time. It's a waste of your time, their time.
Well, what's funny?
So, elevate, escalate, and then clear out the people who can't handle it.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes people will say, like, oh, I have a really dark or a really sick or really perverted sense of humor. Then you start laying some, like, really sick, perverse shit on them. They're like, not like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not fair for them to say shit like that.
Like, you bring up the Boston Clown, and they're like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, no. The Boston Clown is actually, like, a good test of people.
Yeah. I think about, I would,
if they can handle it and accept that there is something redeemable about it.
Yeah. I haven't even accepted that. But
And just to be clear, I'm not even suggesting that the people who can handle that type of stuff are in some way like bad people.
No.
They're probably much better people on average.
Yeah, easily.
It's just that it's people, the different strokes for different folks. And again, I mean, how much time do you want to spend in this modern internet age? Like learning about people.
Yeah. Well, what if like you like? Because for example, like let's say I was hanging out with some people and they said they were like really, you know, gross sense of humor. And the guy takes his dick out and starts pissing in a fucking cup in front of me, and I'm like, I don't want to see that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like maybe to them and their group of friends that would be funny.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, you know probably I mean? Not, but it might be.
But I don't know. I mean, but that's shocking, right?
I agree. Yeah.
It's like so like.
But you're not in you. You're. It's not the kind of thing you necessarily want to be around.
I mean, it'd be funny for me to tell the story about later, but I don't want to see that shit for real. You know what I mean? Like,
well, then I guess if you're gonna say you're real into really sick shit, and then someone does something that's like much sicker than you were expecting.
Yeah. I can.
But,
be you,
but you it's get, not a linear thing, though. It's not like.
Oh,
like,
I wouldn't be mad. I would just.
It's just
like,
a different. There's
a different. It's a matter of aesthetics. It's not like a spectrum. It's just a matter.
No,
so there's
one
aesthetic is. Isn't it hilarious for me to send a photo that appears to be a man chopping off his own penis? Isn't that's a certain aesthetic of ha ha ha? I'm sending you this. You
got
to look at it.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you with this horrible thing.
Got you.
Versus
a guy,
the holy separatist aesthetic, which is a fellow who just you know takes his dick out and starts pissing on something,
or somebody like you're out eating at McDonald's, like you're just eating, and the guy just takes a piece of shit and puts it on top of your burger, like he shits in his hand, and you're like. That was pretty punk rock, but I never want to see this guy again, ever.
That was pretty punk rock.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Okay, well, that destroys... Because I was going to say, like, if you say you're into really sick shit and someone does something
that's what I'm saying.
A different aesthetic from you, you don't...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying, but as the person who says I'm into... If you say, put that out there, that you're into really sick shit, and the person does something that's not... doesn't follow your configuration of sick and it's over the line for you, you don't have the right to be angry at them.
No, I would say that was awesome,
and that's the difference.
Have a nice life.
I totally agree.
You don't have the right to be like, ew, I can't believe, oh my God.
Oh,
like,
I'd be grossed out.
There is, you don't have a right
I wouldn't be judgmental, but I'd still be grossed
out.
Exactly.
You can't be judgmental.
No, I'd just be like, I'd be kind of like humor.
Impressed
be funny.
In a way. But yeah, but you'd also know like, okay, it's good we know this now.
Yeah,
so we can end this relationship.
Exactly, yeah.
There is no right to not be offended.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I agree with that.
Can I? Can I
agree
get
with
the
that.
Coke Zero?
Yes, of course.
Like asking, Mom.
You remember Antoine Rockamora?
He was that Samoan. He was that fat guy, right? Or what is that goes? Tony Rocky Horror.
Yeah, Tony Rocky Horror.
He had an eating problem, but I
wouldn't go so far as to call him fat.
What you gonna do?
Can I get a piece of this cake?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Have yourself.
What kind of cake is
cake.
It?
Shit cake.
I think it's chocolate.
Shit cake. No. Shit cake. No. Shit cake. Shit cake. Shit cake. Shit cake. Shit cake.
Shit cake.
I don't need to get a knife or nothing.
I just grabbed the shit cake in my hand.
Shit cake. Shit cake.
I think this has been a good discussion, though.
Dick-scussion.
Yeah.
It's dick-scusting. Dick-scusting. Dick-scusting.
If somebody came over here, let's say Jimmy. We have to say Jimmy. Let's say Mike came over here with a piece of shit in his hand and just, like, put it and put it, like, on your table.
Came over here, piece of shit in his hand.
I mean, you would think it was funny. on some level, but you'd still be like, dude, why'd you do that? To me, it'd be funny because it's not my house.
On some level.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'd probably leave.
You'd just be like, oh, man, that was something else.
But it would be a story to fucking tell.
Yeah, it would.
What kind of shit?
Like, yeah. Like, he shit on in his hand in the backyard.
Human shit.
Yeah. He doesn't go to the bathroom all day, mm-hmm. and then he goes to the bathroom on his hand.
He goes to the bathroom on his hand. It would be like a really dry, long, loggy turn, and he'd kind of wing it around, and it would go like, whoop, you know, like on the table. Yeah. And it would kind of like break apart a little bit as it hit the table.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
those poops look so hard in the toilet.
Dr. Fart.
Dr. Fart. Those poops look so hard on like in the toilet in the water. But when you take them out of the water, let's say they never
hit. Why are you taking your poops out of the
okay,
water?
Okay, that's what I meant to amend. If you never poop in the water in the first place.
When you go into the bathroom in your hand.
Yeah, go to the bathroom in your hand or on the sink. Or in the sink, yeah. But like, we got to the meat of the matter. The meat of the poop. No, but if you don't ever go into the water in the first place, do you think those poops are nearly as hard and dry as they look in the water? Because they look dry in the water.
When I would visit my grandmother in Austria.
What? How does this relate?
You'll see.
I want to hear this.
When I remember as a child being very perplexed at the design of the toilet. She lived in an apartment on the top floor.
Oh, is there no water?
Well, because my grandfather used to work for the railroad, for the government. So they got the nice top floor thing. We still have that place. Anyway, so the way the toilet was designed was that instead of a bowl shape, there was like a shelf. So like coming from the back of the toilet, there was like a porcelain. The porcelain came out flat, and then there was like a cliff like close to the front that went down into like a into the bottom.
Yeah,
and so when you would defecate into this particular model of toilet. The feces would pile up onto this shelf, and then when you flushed it, it would the water would come out like bah, like and push it off the shelf down off the cliff into the toilet drain.
Nasty.
So, well, yeah, I mean it's bizarre, and as a child, it's interesting.
Why was it designed like that?
Ah, see, it took me many many years to learn because I would ask. And my mom didn't know exactly. My dad didn't know. This was, of course, pre-internet because we're old people. Uh-huh. The encyclopedias didn't have it, et cetera. Eventually,
how would you even look that up?
I'm not joking that this was something I was really, periodically interested in, but I couldn't find an answer until I was much older, and it was explained to me by an actual German person. And by the way, I was a shy child, so like I didn't think to do that when I was a kid, just to ask somebody when I was in Austria or Germany. But I later, when I got older, I talked to a German person. I asked them about this, or somehow came up, and they explained it was because that it's about like being able to see your feces, because apparently a lot of people in Germany, I don't know how common it is, but at least for a portion of time, and I think it may be becoming less common because now the toilets are like more normal, like what we would be used to. But apparently it was really common for people to want to be able to see their feces, to sort of examine it, maybe even poke through it, like, you know, to see how healthy they were, to be like,
aha!
I'm looking at mine shit and it's great. You know, the shit is like so pert and firm and it's like only sagging a little bit when it goes into the shelf. And then when it gets pushed off, nothing is left behind. There's no stains. There's no little little soldiers.
Oh, yeah, if it leaves stains behind. Then you know something's up if it leaves stains.
What's
right.
The toilet paper like in Austria?
Good question.
Now it's modern and acceptable. When I was growing up, maybe it was just what my grandma, my Oma bought. It was...
Oma.
Industrial style. It was not great. It wasn't terrible.
In Italy, it was awful. In like a lot of places, it really wasn't great. And
I don't think you've got any Charmin type stuff.
Okay,
over there.
Now
in Sweden, it was okay.
Now wait, back to the shit thing. Okay, so this could be seen as a common thread that led to like Scheisser porn and shit like that.
Yeah, I expect this is true.
Yeah, because and I'm not even being Scheisser. I'm not even being feces about this. I'm saying like
wait,
facetious.
Facetious.
That was like
a good one.
That was like a level 3 pun.
Yeah, right.
It was like a pun with like a word that doesn't even match.
It was so good that it wasn't funny.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right. No, but I mean that could be because you're so it's common in the culture to examine and poke and prod through your shit. So one day it popped through someone's head. Hey, let's pick this up and play with it.
We could use this for our sex games.
And
we
yeah,
put the feces well, into the.
Yeah, it's more shocking to us than it is to them.
Yeah, so it didn't start that way, but it's a slippery slope once you start fondling your poop, and it turned into like having sex with it and stuff.
Yeah, I think you know, but, honey, things have been a little boring in the bedroom. Do you mind just taking this feces and smearing it on your eyeballs?
your eyeballs. That's not healthy. Okay, now I bet it's not.
That's where he draws the line.
That's not good for you. No, but also I bet you it's not just to see it and feel it. I bet it's also to smell it because you really get the strong, pure flavor of just gross,
exactly.
Sharp,
it's not
pungent
in water.
Shit.
It's not in water.
Yeah, when it's not in water,
it's like
that plopped smells,
down onto the shell.
It has a great conversation. It has a different universe of smell when it's not in the water. It's sharp and just it's pokey and it's just like it's gross. It's so. Awful to strong non-watered shit, and so I would say that that's a bad thing and why you'd want to put in water. But for them, maybe it tells them also what their health is, because even to this day, when we're testing old meat, you got to give it the smell test.
Okay, so I just did a Google search for poop shelf toilet.
Uh-oh.
And the very first link is German toilets, the German way and more .com. It's the German
poop shelf,
way and more.
It's poop shelf is directly a German. It's a German thing. So there we go.
Tigers poop in water too.
Tigers poop in water.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you know that?
I saw it.
I done seen it.
I saw him do it at Disney World.
Wait, you saw it at Disney World? You saw a tiger poop in the water at Disney World?
Yeah. They do it to like mark territory or something.
But why water?
Because they don't drink water.
Wait a minute. There's something not miss here.
They just poop in it.
They just poop in the water. They don't drink it. They drink soda.
Cats generally don't drink a lot of water. Like.
Well, they drink something.
They drink like blood and shit.
Oh, maybe they get their liquid from blood.
I think that's kind of what the deal is.
No shit. Like, that's fucking tight. That's pretty awesome. What were you saying about the toilet paper in Sweden or whatever? The toilet.
I think it was
there's a picture.
Mostly fine in Sweden, but like in
Italy.
In Italy it was crap. It was like some kind of 3-ply and it was all thick and terrible.
Oh like, man. Sounds like it hurts.
It kind of hurts.
It's like burlap on your butthole.
It was, yeah.
This is from German-way.com /German-toilets/.. What I came to know is the lay-in-display German toilet model has horrified and scarred many an expat or traveler. Instead of excretions making the plunge straight into the water, this toilet has a prominent shelf midway to catch everything.
Scarred the toilet, too.
The natural question is, oh, why would Germans create this? And Germans have a practical, disgusting answer.
Disgusting.
I'm told that the shelf is indeed to catch one's leavings for examination. I have even heard this is for easy leavings. Stool sample collection. How many stool samples does the average German take?
This is informative. I'm into this. In a big way.
You can learn a lot.
There's a lot of things you can do with a pile of feces. Yeah.
A lot you can do with a pile of poo.
Excuse me.
Excuse
you're
me.
You're blocking the poo shelf in the toilet. Okay, so I think we have to wrap things up. Wrapping. Not like with a wrap, because I don't know how to do that.
We'll make like
it's 2 in the morning.
We'll make like an Amazon seller during Christmas and wrap this up.
I thought you were getting into a rap. You were about to do a rap, but in fact, you like just it was more like a slogan.
In fact, I wasn't about that. Rap.
I mean, that's,
it was a slogan, yeah, or not a slogan.
No, a jingle.
A jingle.
It was basically
jingle
a jingle.
Hop.
You got into a jingle instead of a rap.
It's time to rap like a Santa Claus man at Amazon during Samatan 2. Wait,
Samatan.
I lost my words there.
Samatan.
I meant
to
say
like some sort of like a Satanist.
Samatan.
Samatan.
A Transformer holiday.
Samhain.
Santa time. I was trying
it's
to say.
Not pronounced Samhain.
I was trying to say Santa
it's
time.
Soin. You pronounce. It's spelled Samhain, but it's pronounced Soin.
Soin.
Soin. Anyway, okay, so
so buttons.
Usually we make Daniel finish things up, but Dan, you're here, so you should.
Yeah, Dan's got
exclamation point.
Exclamation point, yo!
Like if you want to do like so. For example,
por ejemplo.
Daniel usually will say something about how tired he is, and then he comments on the date and the time.
Ah, it's November.
No. It's like Dan should do this.
Dude, this is an important date, though. This is the 100th anniversary of the armistice.
Yes.
11/11.
Did you see Trump refused to go because he said it was raining?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see that?
No. I saw that.
Yeah. Everyone else was just standing in the rain.
He couldn't fly in. And he didn't want to like drive in like everybody
to
else.
Go where? Where did he to go?
Some kind of memorial out in a cemetery in like France.
Yeah, the memorial for Armistice Day.
This is the most important, one of the most important things. You
so
know?
Like the chief of staff.
Everybody
went.
Else was there.
Yeah. Chief of staff went.
It was ridiculous.
This is the 100th anniversary of the Armistice. I mean, the veterans, the first veterans. Anyway.
It was, but he could have gotten soggy.
Yeah, he's a fucking D-bag.
Could have gotten soggy. 11. Well, the best part is at first when he said that, of course there was outrage, but then they showed all the other leaders like Merkel and Putin and everybody standing in the rain, you know, supporting the
even
soldier.
Putin.
But
Putin.
Not only that, what was even better is they started, after they showed those photos for a while, then they realized, oh, we have a whole bunch of photos of Donald Trump playing golf in the rain.
Aww.
Not today, but like just playing golf with people holding an umbrella like nearby.
Busted.
Over his golf clubs.
You busted.
He was playing with Lindsey Graham in the rain once.
Motherfucker.
So he'll do that. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, asshole.
So Dan, date and time, whether or not you're tired. And then any other, you know, wise things you might want to.
It's
talk about.
It's November 9th. Wait, no, it's November.
November 11th.
It's November 11th.
I know this is the first time you've done this, but you don't need to be nervous.
I don't even have an excuse and say it was the 10th, because it's now 2 in the morning. So
it's
I still
29
think,
degrees.
I thought it was like 2 days ago. okay, it's November 11th. It's 29 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit, yeah.
It's 2:07 in the morning. Has my connection been breaking up? Has my connection been good?
Oh, yeah.
Have I cut out at all?
Not especially.
No?
No, not tonight for some reason.
It's time to end the show because we all gotta go.
That's pretty good. All right.